Twitter fails to fact-check Joe Biden tweet claiming Trump cost 36,000 lives. By Harris Alic on May 29, 2020. Twitter has opted not to add a fact-check label to Joe Biden's tweet claiming that President Donald Trump cost America 36,000 additional lives lost to the Chinese virus by implementing social distancing guidelines on March 15 instead of March 8. Biden's tweet on May 23 accused Trump of costing 36,000 Americans their lives. Despite Biden's claims, the United States remains at the very bottom of the current coronavirus task force prediction of 100,000 to 240,000 deaths. Biden went further than this tweet's claim in an interview with The Breakfast Club, for which he was vigorously fact-checked. The Annenberg Public Policy Center, which runs the website factcheck.org, on Thursday published an in-depth review of Biden's 18-minute exchange with Charlemagne the God on the popular New York City-based radio program. The center found the presumptive Democrat nominee made a number of false, misleading or exaggerated claims during his May 22 appearance on the show. Most notably, the Annenberg Center found Biden had falsely suggested that he called for implementing nationwide social distancing restrictions as early as March to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. The group pointed to the fact Biden was still holding large campaign rallies, with at least 1,000 people, as of March 9. Similarly, the center found Biden inaccurately claimed during the Breakfast Club interview he was endorsed by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. The group, which prides itself on being nonpartisan, recently released a statement pushing back on the former vice president's claim, noting it does not endorse candidates for political office. Even though Biden's interview with the program was rife with such inaccuracies, Twitter has opted not to put a label warning individuals the content may be misleading. On May 26, Twitter added a fact-check label to a pair of tweets from President Trump expressing concerns that mail-in ballots may increase the risk of voter fraud. The fact-check link, which urged users to get the facts about mail-in ballots, directed users to a Twitter Moment, a collection of links and tweets, handpicked by the company's employees. The Moment, intended to fact-check the president, was filled with articles from outlets, such as CNN and The Washington Post, asserting Trump was lying about vote by mail. This is reportedly the first time the social media platform has branded Trump's tweets with a link to a fact-check.